بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Further in this kitab of the virtues and importance of knowledge, and that refers to Islamic knowledge, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, then his amal come to a stop, but from three sources. That is, when a person dies, now he no more makes amal, no more his namaz, his tilawat, so the reward of that also automatically stops. But however, there are three types of amal, and ulama have gathered from the various ahadith that there are 11 types, which three are referred to in this hadith. Altogether, there are 11 types of amal that a person, the rewards of them do not stop at the time of the passing away of a person. Yeah, in this hadith, the three that are referred to, sadaqatin jariyah, such a form of sadqa, charity lillah, where the rewards carry on. That is, like a person makes a waqf, for example. A person donates to or builds a masjid, a madrasa, even after he passes away, and that work carries on, he will be getting the sawab all the time. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u biha, or he has taught people, left behind such a legacy of knowledge by which people are benefiting. For example, a person teaches, and his students in turn teach other people. And as long as this carries on, one ustad made one of his students say hafiz, he makes another 100 hafiz, they make another 100 hafiz. As long as this carries on, this person gets the reward in his qabr all the time. Or he wrote a kitab, and the people read it and benefit from there. Like, for example, the compilation of hadith of Imam Bukhari rahmat and all the other muhaddithin, the fuqaha, and the kitabs are taught, are read all the time. Those people are getting the reward of it also all the time. And according to great ulama, the greatest form of rewards which are perpetuated, which continue, are the knowledge by in the form of knowledge that a person leaves behind, and other people benefit from it. Or waladin salihin yad'u lahu, or he leaves behind a pious child who makes dua for him. He has passed away, but his son makes isali sawab also for him, makes dua for him also. And this we see that unfortunately in our lifetime, how many of our children are disobedient to us? What hope can we have after we have passed away? Where there is a rare case, it will be the son makes dua for his father. That also, each one for ourselves, we can think how we are regular on this, or how negligent are we on this. Whether we make dua, at least the minimum, we should read three times Qul Huwa Allah a day and pass the sawab to our parents. Even if they are living, the sawab will reach them. But particularly if they have passed away, but how many of us do that? How many of us make dua for our parents who have passed away? And for grandparents, that is perhaps out of the question. We don't even think about them. And great grandparents, etc., that is hardly there. So whatever we can do, some charitable source, the reward which carries on. We have a well dug, people take water from there, for example. And the greatest is in the form of ilm and knowledge. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٌ. This dunya is cursed by Allah Ta'ala. It comes in another hadith that since Allah created the dunya, Allah never looked with mercy towards it. But it is important to understand what is meant by dunya here. Dunya is not just everything. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that some ignorant Sufis They talk so negative about the dunya that you must kick the dunya away, have nothing to do with dunya. He says in that case, if they don't get two rotis to eat, they won't have the strength to even kick the dunya. So dunya, what is meant by dunya is those things which make us unmindful of Allah, akhirat, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the things which are dunya. And things which we perhaps think are dunya, but they help us in order to remember Allah, like a person earning, and with that he gives zakat and helps so many people. A person earns, and with that he makes hajj, he builds masjids. All that is not dunya. Dunya is that which makes which takes us to sin, which makes us unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. So all that is cursed by Allah Ta'ala. Mal'oonun ma fiha. All of it is cursed. Illa dhikrullahi ta'ala. But the remembrance of Allah, which is now not dunya. We buy a motor car, for example. We use it to go to casinos, to go to bad places. That is dunya. The same motor car we use to come to the masjid. We use it to go and visit the sick. We use it for good causes. Now that motor car is not dunya. Now it is deen. Our business we are doing, and we are not making namaz. We are doing illegal business, buying stolen goods and selling, etc. That is dunya. But the same business, we are doing it according to the laws of Sharia. We are earning, we are feeding ourselves, our families, we are seeing to the needs of the poor, etc. That whole time, that business, and all this time spent in the business is not dunya, it is deen. So it is the niyat and the method of how we use it that it now becomes either cursed by Allah, it is dunya, or it falls in the category of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, wa ma wa lahu, and all those things that aid in the zikr of Allah, or all other types of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is not dunya and that is not cursed. But what is important to note in this hadith, the two particular exceptions, wa aliman wa mutaalliman. The alim also is not cursed, and neither is the student of deen cursed either. They are particularly, they do fall already into dhikrullah and mawalahu. But particularly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excluded them to show the great honor of those who acquired the knowledge of deen, or those who have acquired it and have become alims. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. A person who goes out to seek knowledge, whether it is he has left his home and gone to a foreign country, or every day he's going to the place where he's learning, the Darul Uloom, etc. As long as he has gone out, he's in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and the commentators of hadith have made it clear he gets the sawab of jihad, of fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala until when he returns back home again. All the time, if he's staying there at the Darul Uloom, he's eating, sleeping, all that is counted in jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم who said لن يشبع مؤمن من خير. A mu'min is never satiated, he never gets full of doing good deeds, حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُنْتَهَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ, until finally he reaches Jannah. In other words, a mu'min never gets tired and bored, he carries on. Physically he might get tired, but spiritually he never gets tired and he's never bored. He carries on acquiring good until he enters Jannah. And yeah, in this context, by good is meant he keeps on acquiring knowledge. And a true alim is not just that he graduated and now he's finished, but his ilm carries on. Till he from the cradle to the grave, a person should be acquiring knowledge all the time. This is the encouragement that right till the last moment, a person should be acquiring knowledge. Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, when it was famous that he is passing away any time, he was at that age of his life and in that illness of his, about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, news spread, rumor spread that he has passed away. His favorite students, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, etc., quickly rushed there to him. They found a lamp burning. They thought definitely since lights are on, something has happened. But when they got to him, they found him still studying in a kitab. He was a walking library. They said, Hazrat, which masala is there which you don't know? And if there was something, we are present to look for it and find it. He said, this is also a sickness which gets to a person and doesn't leave a person to acquire knowledge. Those were ulama that right till the last moment, they learnt knowledge, they taught knowledge, and that should be the sign of a mu'min.